Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. We're back to using the toll-free number. That's 855-450-3733. Again, that's 855-450-FREE, as in Free Talk Live. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
And Gray.
And the nobody formerly known as Rich Paul.
And I want to move on to cryptocurrency because it fascinates me way more than politics, to be totally honest.
Yeah, I'm there with you.
Now, a few years ago, I guess it was only about a year ago, the Royal Bank of India, the RBI, because I'm generally going to call them the RBI as we move forward, banned cryptocurrency in the nation of India. But today, the Indian Supreme Court has ruled in favor of cryptocurrency and has ruled that that ban has to be lifted.
Nice.
Now, I've noticed that some of the top traders at local.bitcoin.com are actually from India. So that's interesting that there are still ways for them to circumvent this ban from the RBI.
Yeah, ban. It's pretty hard to enforce with something like crypto.
Well, yeah, I mean, if you can get a VPN, then how do they know who you're talking to?
Well, it's hard for them to buy or sell cryptocurrency without being able to explain what they were buying, because they have to go through the Royal Bank of India to make payments. So it's difficult for them to... The idea, I think, behind these bans
smugglers just lie.
Yeah. But I think the idea is to keep these people from being able to acquire the cryptocurrency in the first place.
100%. Yeah, governments like to tell people no. Yeah.
But, you know, that's going to work as well as bailing a boat with a sieve, though. You know, it's like they try to stop us from getting weed, too. Guess what? Legal drug market. People can afford to buy what we sell.
Yeah, prohibition on crypto would be no different.
And a quick correction, it's the Reserve Bank of India. I don't know why I thought it was the Royal Bank.
I don't know.
Yeah, you might have been thinking Royal Bank of Scotland.
Who knows? So coming to us from news.bitcoin.com, on Wednesday, the Supreme Court of India finally ruled on the case against the banking ban by the Reserve Bank of India.
Is that in the story, the finally?
Yeah.
Wow.
Local news, well, it's bitcoin.com.
Oh, okay. I was going to say.
Local news platform Crypto Canoon reported from the courtroom, the judgment day has finally arrived. They tweeted at 10:45 a.m., breaking, Supreme Court of India has struck off the RBI's banking ban against crypto. The court held that RBI circular dated 6th of April 2018, so I guess it's been nearly 2 years, is unconstitutional.
Wow.
I don't know anything about the Indian Constitution.
Nor do I, but now I'm wanting to read it because, I mean, sooner or later they are going to come for, I think it's very possible they're going to come for our crypto. And the,
well, they're not going to get it because I control mine using the Edge wallet.
Well, I mean, it's not a matter so much as coming and physically taking it. I mean, what they would do is shut down all the bricks and mortar places that accept it. And then you can't get things from purse.io. I mean, that's how I would attack it if it was me. Because everything else is too ephemeral, but
I don't
think
that
would
work.
Bricks and mortar businesses to take
bricks and mortar
businesses.
I think their plan.
I hope not too.
I think their plan is to just have a USD coin. And actually released by the Federal Reserve Bank.
Yeah, but the thing is, nobody wants
We don't want. The average American would use it. The average American has heard all about this Bitcoin, and the number one criticism they have of it is, oh, well, it's not backed by anything. And when you point out to them, well, the USD isn't either, they immediately resort to, well, it's backed by the government. As though
it
that's
is backed by the government.
I know, but that makes it worse, not better, right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, in terms of usefulness, it's very useful because the dollar is backed by, if you don't have enough of these things come tax day, we will take your life either piecemeal by putting you in prison or permanently by whacking you in the process of trying to put you in prison.
It's backed by the guns.
Well, that's
it's
not how it is
by
for the,
not being killed by the government.
That's how that isn't how it is for the average American. The average American has their taxes paid by payroll taxes. And then, you know, once a year they get a, quote, refund, which is usually nowhere near what they paid in. It's usually 10 to 12 times what they paid in because they get to claim kids and things like that. And we get to subsidize their lifestyles.
And they don't get interest.
Well,
in
not we,
money.
Because I don't pay taxes.
At one point I felt like that.
Yeah,
you know, I was getting money back, so I was like, let them save it for me.
Well, I pay, like, national sales tax. Sure, I don't pay an income tax.
Yeah, well, there isn't a national sales tax, but the thing that you pay is when the hidden tax is every time they manufacture something, every tax paid in the process of manufacturing that thing gets built into
sure.
the price of that thing. So, and so like 26% or something of everything we buy, and probably worse now because that's an old figure from the fair tax book.
Well, let's go to the phones. We've got James calling from Arizona. James, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, I'm out.
Hey, Greg.
What you got? How's it going?
Someone I know was not well, thank you. I should like to speak to you and ask you to tell that man to take his finger off the dump button.
Man, finger dump button? What are you talking about?
I'm holding a sheet of paper and a pen, James.
Yeah.
Aria.
I don't think anybody's ready to dump you yet.
I want to have a conversation with you. Yeah, and have the last word. What's up? Someone I know was murdered. Sunday I saw that on a bumper sticker, and underneath it I saw a helpline that one could call. And I was thinking about how the God I believe in and every Christian I know would think that somebody that only did 8 years in prison for being an accessory and possibly an actual murderer is a grotesque miscarriage of justice and no Christian I know believes Jesus wouldn't say anything other than that man belongs behind bars the rest of his life, for you're not entitled to forgiveness from somebody that you've erased from this earth. That's the price you pay when you commit murder. But I should also like to say that I read a review of a biography 2 days ago about this megalomaniac that the author calls, fittingly, nobody, a man that believed in conspiracy theories, and that's all he ever talked about conspiracy theories about certain people ruling the world and controlling all the levers of power. And that person had no tolerance whatsoever for anybody ever telling him he was wrong. That's why, like, again, it's fittingly that Adolf Hitler was called a nobody by the author, because that's what he was.
Do you know why nobody checks out when you call, James?
Rose to power. What's that, Gray?
Do you know why nobody checks out when you call? He thinks because you get to talk too much.
He's a megalomaniac.
We just let you talk.
He's a megalomaniac. That's why. And he's a loser and a liar. He doesn't want to engage in dialogue with somebody that wants to challenge him to think a second time. He actually loves to talk to people like you that placate and enable his conspiracy mongering and delusions of grandeur. That's why he's running for governor. But I also want to say that Hitler's neighbor and only friend, Albert Speer, reminds me of one of the person that owns the house you're broadcasting from. He also got off easy for being an accessory to mass murder, that is. But like Albert Speer Jr., and I'm not threatening anybody, a kid's life is going to be ruined. Just as
that's a threat, James. I know you keep saying that you're not threatening anyone, but that is a threat.
Just like that dude that has a penis, the manner he spoke of my father, God bless him, the most decent, honorable Christian man and gentleman who loved
yes,
my mother.
This is why he's disappointed in you, James. Your father is disappointed in you.
The fact that he thinks it's funny he accused my father of touching me, I'm like Mark Edgington. I was a good boy growing up. My parents never
Yes, James.
But
Eugene clearly touched you and is ashamed of you.
Hey, Greg, you know what my father would have done?
I mean, let's think about it. You call your father the most honorable, nicest Christian man who ever lived, and yet here you are, disappointment, calling a national radio station to threaten a child, James. I can't imagine that a decent, loving, moral, upstanding person would be anything but ashamed and disappointed by your behavior.
Yeah, bothering kids. I don't know what he's talking about.
He doesn't like Mark, and he doesn't like Mark's kid.
Well, yeah.
She seems happier. Her fur is so much shinier, silkier, softer. She has really mellowed a lot.
Sheba is 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog for life.
The shedding has stopped. The itching has stopped.
Since 2001, we've helped more than 250,000 dogs get over their nutritional deficiency miseries.
And saved our customers bazillions in vet bills.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids,
flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa,
the digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store or via Edge Wallet's website, edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That number is 603-283-6160. We're back to using the in-house studio phone. That's 603-283-6160. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
And Gray.
And nobody.
And are you 100% sure you're going to have a great retirement, or do you have doubts? Well, Tom Young, the author and founder of the CFO Project, can show you how to be debt-free in 9 years or less, including your mortgage, without spending a single dollar more. And with the current state of the federal debt at $23 trillion and the unfunded liabilities at $127 trillion, you can't wait to take control of your money. Instead of building a plan, Tom can show you how to create strategies now to save money without penalties and with as little government involvement as possible. His new book, The Family Money Farm, The CFO Project, will show you exactly how to build wealth and eliminate debt, and you can get your free copy now at cfoproject.com. That's cfo-project.com. So go head on over and pick up your free book. There's really no reason not to. It's a free book. So we're talking about, we were talking about cryptocurrency before James does what he does, which is call in and threaten the lives of little kids for some reason. His father must be so disappointed.
Sounds like an angry man.
I'm disappointed every time they don't hang up on him.
I like talking to him. He's generally pretty entertaining, and lately he's been calling in with actual points to make, and that's been nice. Of course, that didn't happen tonight. I don't know why he wanted to ask you any of the questions that he had for you.
He always tends to address me, I think, because I have a tendency to be like a yes man. Somebody's saying something, and I'm like, Maybe he likes that. I don't know.
So the RBI, that's the Reserve Bank of India, issued a circular in April 2018 banning regulated financial institutions from providing services to crypto businesses. The ban went into effect 3 months later, and banks subsequently closed the accounts of crypto exchanges, forcing some of them to shut down, including ZebPay, CoinDelta, and CoinEx, none of which have I ever used.
It may be specific to that area.
Could be. But, you know, I've used UK exchanges in the past before, and yeah. I think at least one Canadian exchange.
Yeah, I mean, you can use them anywhere, right, but specific to India, you know, some are more popular. Like, maybe Indians aren't using Coinbase or Kraken or whatever.
Well, unless they speak English, probably.
I hope they're not using Coinbase.
Is there an English language?
An English language. It does exist.
Is there an English language?
I'm using something that sounds like it now.
I can't seem to speak it. I was just wondering, maybe it's not there anymore, and that's why I don't know what these words mean.
I'd be interested, once we get into this, I'd be interested to know why Steven Seagal is on some sort of crypto. I see an ad there on the screen of Steven Seagal.
Oh, he did a crypto thing. He, like, got sued.
Well, evidently, according to the headline, I would like to see this as well, okay. just because of the headline.
I just remember those cool-ass movies that he made a long time ago. So
the SEC karate chops Steven, Steven Seagal over, I thought it was Stugall.
I was Seagal,
okay.
S-E-G-A-L, I think.
Over promoting cryptocurrency touted as the next-gen Bitcoin. No, okay. Steven Seagal is such a weird...
Fire whoever wrote that headline.
No, keep them forever. The SEC karate chops him. I love it.
Yeah, he's a movie-making machine, though.
Yeah, he's also, like, legitimately awesome in real life. I mean, he used to do
Steven
this...
Steven Seagal?
Yeah, he used to do this show where he was a cop, and cops aren't awesome. But, I mean, he can actually light a match by shooting a gun at it. I mean, he's on video doing this. Like, it's impressive.
Oh, yeah. Aikido is funny because most people don't really think of it as a fighting art. But if you learn the fighting styles and you do them well, you can do things to people that, like, all the king's horses and all the king's men just can't undo. I've seen people do some awful things with that stuff.
I mean, he is crazy. I mean, he did become a cop. And
who isn't these days?
Well, not all of us become cops. I mean, there's a difference between crazy and... crazy.
Yeah.
He might
as well jump right to cop, because crazy is pretty much universal at this point. Robert Heinlein said that these years would be remembered in history as the crazy years, and I think he might be right.
Well, people have been saying that for thousands of years, though. But he thinks he has superpowers to a degree, and that the Aikido gave him superpowers and the ability to deduce things that aren't deducible. And
I have not heard that he had that opinion of himself.
Well, he doesn't say it directly, but if you read between the lines, yeah, he acts and talks like he has superpowers.
Well, he does in this reality to some extent.
He's
got a lot of money. That gives him some power here that's kind of super.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
The thing is,
I guess he has a lot of money.
In becoming as accomplished as he is in a martial art, absolutely. He can do stuff that you can't do and stuff that I can't do, which is a superpower. If 95% of humans can't do it, then that's super powerful that you can, right?
Superhuman.
Right? No, I would disagree with that assessment.
Not superhuman,
I can do things that
95, because you are human.
I can do things that 95% of humans can't do, and I don't think that's really a superpower.
It makes you a superhuman, right?
No, it just makes me good at a particular thing that most people aren't good at.
All right.
Or capable of a thing that most people haven't even attempted.
Doesn't super mean good?
I saw some weird things when I was studying.
Yeah, superpower is kind of a magical-esque term. Yeah.
So there's a whole bunch of humans.
Certainly he's not superhuman. He's human.
All right.
So he can't be superhuman.
I guess we would have to know the actual definition of the word super, right? Like, so if there's...
Super
in
means
people.
Above or
good.
Over.
Good, okay.
Well, yeah, but we're not dealing with just the word super. We're dealing with the term superpower.
Okay, I was saying superhuman.
Which, when I hear superpower, I think of things like Batman's ability to fly.
Well, yeah, there's that, but, you know, you might buy some explosive and somebody says, well, that's super powerful.
Sure, but they wouldn't say, wow, you have a superpower because now you have a bomb. So cryptocurrency enthusiasts all over the world have been eagerly awaiting to see what India will do about cryptocurrency. And it makes sense. Isn't the population of India almost like a billion?
It's a lot.
That's a
huge market.
Yeah. Could be.
The Indian government has been sitting on a draft bill that seeks to categorically ban cryptocurrencies, except state-issued ones, obviously, since February of last year. The Banning of Cryptocurrency and Regulation of Official Digital Currency Bill 2019, what a name, but at least they didn't call it the Currency Freedom Act or something like that, like they would have here in the United States.
Yeah, they like to put the word freedom in some sort of law.
Yeah, and it works. If the government released a bill banning cryptocurrency, they would call it something like the Currency Freedom Act, and everyone would support it just because of that name. It's
like the Patriot Act, which no patriot would support.
And the Democratic People's Republic of Korea, which is neither democratic nor a republic.
Yeah.
But that doesn't stop them from calling it that.
Although it is reportedly in Korea.
As I understand it, it is true Korea and best Korea.
Well, that's what all Koreas say.
I don't know. I've only heard that from the one Korea, I think. The IMC, which is the Interministerial Committee tasked with studying the aspects of cryptocurrency, was headed by former Finance Secretary, that's a hell of a name, who has since resigned.
That is quite a name.
So the person who came up with this resigned, thank goodness, 603-283-6160. Let us know what you think about cryptocurrency.
Don't miss this year's LibertyCon with great speakers like Whole Foods CEO John Mackey, Congressman Justin Amash, and Nobel Prize winner Vernon Smith. Attend two spectacular debates. Is government necessary? And does capitalism require government intervention? Network with over 70 pro-liberty organizations. This and a whole lot more. April the 3rd through the 5th in Washington, D.C. Visit LibertyCon.com and use code FTL for a $10 discount on LibertyCon.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Vice President Mike Pence says there will be more widespread testing for the coronavirus.
Now, all state laboratories, all university laboratories at the state level can conduct coronavirus tests.
The vice president says he's taking the new task force to Washington after a 10th death was confirmed today. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders says he's not surprised billionaire Michael Bloomberg is throwing his support behind former Vice President Joe Biden.
First, I heard about that. He certainly brought a lot of money into this race. He certainly made a lot of television networks very, very wealthy, and I'm sure they're very disappointed that he's leaving.
Sanders, speaking at a news conference in Vermont, says he did not know that Bloomberg suspended his campaign earlier today. Sanders says the political establishment is determined to stop him, and many billionaires such as Bloomberg are with Biden. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or...
Annual convention in Washington, D.C. I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at AVMA.org.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 8th Annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, May 29th to June 1st. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, leading-edge science, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend offers lectures and workshops, exciting panels, and a luncheon that I'm hosting. Contact in the Desert also features leading experts including Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, Stephen Greer, Emery Smith, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and many important researchers and scientists from all over the world. With the breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, Contact in the Desert is your place for inside information. Join us at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. It's time to make contact. That's contactinthedesert.com. Contactinthedesert.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 603-283-6160. It's not toll-free tonight. That's 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Aria.
And Gray.
And nobody.
And you know, for years, libertarians of all stripes have wanted a directory of liberty-minded businesses, and we're helping to build one, liberty.menu. Liberty.menu is a tool for our community. At its core is a directory for events, businesses, and digital content, and more. Listings can be rated and reviewed, and there's a bit of a social network aspect to it, so you can connect and share with others. However, use of Liberty.menu is exclusively for individuals who reject the initiation of force, and for those who agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle. So put your voluntarist ideas into action at liberty.menu and use the code FTL for a special badge. Again, that's liberty.menu. A very cool site to get your ideas out there to other libertarians. I think you'll even find a page for ForkFest on there. Not entirely sure because I don't visit it
yeah,
often.
Yeah, this one, I put it there.
So in other interesting cryptocurrency
are libertarians
news,
supposed to have stripes?
I don't know.
Okay.
This is how much Bitcoin you need to enter Bitcoin's elite 1% club. And what that means is you're in the wealthiest 1% of people in terms of Bitcoin. It may not mean that you're in the 1% of all the wealth in the world, right? That's a very small club. But to be in the top 1% of people who have crypto or Bitcoin, how much Bitcoin do you actually need? Well, people have done this calculation. And the number will surprise you. if you own 0.28 Bitcoin, you are statistically guaranteed to be in the richest 1% of the world in Bitcoin terms.
Wow. If my church were a human, it would say, I'm the 1%.
Yeah, that's like, two grand right now?
Yeah, I think, according to the article, it's about $1,800 right now.
Wow. Okay. But, so that must be a lot of concentration.
Yeah, point two eight's, what are we, 87, so that's over 2,000.
Because there's 18,244,000 plus Bitcoin in circulation.
Oh, we're up to 18 now. All right.
And to be in the top 1%, you only have to have 0.28. That means there's probably 30, 40, 50 people who are holding just millions of Bitcoin.
See,
we know these wallets actually exist, but...
Yeah, and then, of course, there are some lost wallets, and there's all kinds of weird stuff on the blockchain. I think the best response to Craig Wright's database lawsuit...
There's news on him as well, by the way.
...would be to just say, okay, great, no problem, we'll dump your database and take the BSV code and just start it over with no database.
I don't follow what that would
basically accomplish. It would eliminate the whale thing. It would eliminate and it would eliminate his claim. See, what he's saying in his lawsuit says, oh yeah, I licensed you the code, but I didn't license you the database. It's like, okay, no problem. We'll dump your database, start over from scratch. And I think that, I mean, if people knew what crypto was when crypto started, the crypto market wouldn't look like the crypto market looks.
Of course not.
So if you started over with fresh databases in some places, you know, it might actually lead to a much saner, easier to understand market, I think.
I'm confused already.
Yeah, so speaking of Craig Wright, the Kleinman versus Wright lawsuit in Florida continues to unravel as the plaintiff's law firm has accused Craig Wright of forging documents that allegedly stemmed from the mysterious bonded courier.
Wow, Kleinman, when your own lawyers go after
you. No, these are not his own lawyers. Oh, these are the plaintiff's lawyers. Craig Wright's the one being sued here.
Okay.
Kleinman's legal team wants to depose former InChain CEO Jimmy Nguyen.
I think it's Nguyen. Nguyen.
Nguyen?
If I had to guess. I don't see the name, but usually that's the way it looks. And I think I've heard that guy's name before, because he was Calvin Ayer, too, I believe.
But they claim they haven't been able to summon him. Since Valentine's Day of 2018, Craig Wright, who claims to be Satoshi Nakamoto, the inventor of Bitcoin, but who absolutely is not... Satoshi Nakamoto, the inventor of Bitcoin.
I like to think there's some, you know, pretty, whoever invented Bitcoin, it seems like a pretty cool thing. And so whenever I hear Craig Wright speak, I do not think that, like, Bitcoin could have came from a mind like that.
Yeah, everything he says...
Gives me the
creeping horrors. A lot of it, as far as I can tell, is wrong.
And he likes to use the state as a weapon.
He likes to use the state a lot. And I think basically what this whole lawsuit is, I don't think it's even Craig Wright really necessarily running the lawsuit. I mean, Craig Wright is the kind of tool...
Well, Craig Wright is the one being sued, so he's not running the lawsuit.
Oh, so you're right on that.
I'm sorry. I was speaking of a different set of lawsuits that we haven't...
He likes to go to court.
Interrupt. But yeah, he sues a lot of people.
Are you talking about the one where he's attempted to prove that he's Satoshi? Because I think that's actually the same suit.
No, I'm talking about the one where he's talked... Maybe he hasn't filed it, but he was talking about suing the miners using the various Bitcoin forks for using his database without permission. I don't know if you've covered that story. It was...
Well, that's counter to the whole point of blockchain technology.
Exactly.
Is that once you have other people with that blockchain, with a copy of that blockchain, it's no longer yours. It's decentralized, it's distributed.
Yeah, I mean, if he won that that lawsuit, basically there would be no Bitcoin. I mean, other coins would go on, but...
But to do that, he has to prove he's Satoshi Nakamoto, and he can't do that. Have you seen the tweet that Derek J. Freeman, who hosts the show, like, once a month,
shared? Derek's, like, fervent.
I have not.
This is the one, I think.
He ran into Craig Wright, and Craig Wright wrote a book, and Derek had him sign it. And Craig Wright actually signed it. Craig Wright, a.k.a. Satoshi Nakamoto.
Got it. So Derek believes that Craig
I don't know
is?
If Derek believes
okay,
it or
okay.
not.
I think I know Derek well.
He may have
maybe not
a
well enough
marketing
but like,
job that he's not
crazy.
Telling people about.
But he certainly isn't antagonistic toward Craig Wright.
No,
I don't think he's antagonistic to anybody except maybe the state.
Derek can be antagonistic. I mean, don't get me. I love Derek. He rocks. But
I can't believe that.
But, oh yeah,
okay,
Derek,
he would believe this guy.
He can be a
bitch.
Yeah, there's too much evidence that there's not too much evidence that he's not Satoshi, but the evidence to prove that he is Satoshi would be so abundant and so numerous that he would absolutely have no issue presenting it. And instead, he can't present any of the evidence supporting it. All he's got to do is, you know, send one Bitcoin from one of Satoshi's wallets to one of his own wallets and say, see, I did that.
Now, the thing that would be tragic would be if the reason the real Satoshi has not come forward and put an end to this nonsense is that he actually doesn't remember his key or his password or something, or he can't get in. that would be awkward, and that's more or less what Craig Wright is alleging, which it's not beyond the realm of possibility, right?
Yeah, but in order to present he was ordered by the court to present the list of wallet addresses that belonged to him, proving that he was Satoshi. And he just copied the first 68 blocks of the blockchain and presented that. And five of those blocks were not mined by Satoshi. So he presented fabricated evidence.
Was he being catty or?
No, he was being an idiot who doesn't understand how the technology that he was claiming to have created actually works.
And the court had any idea what he was talking about?
I don't know. Hopefully his attorneys and the defense and the prosecutors did, or the plaintiffs. 283-6160.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere. I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley's giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs, and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. Live talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That number is 603-283-6160. Again, that's 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Aria.
And Gray.
And the nobody formerly known as Rich Paul. That's way too many syllables for one man.
And the next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to spend, earn, store, and exchange digital money in seconds. Divvy says you'll be able to send money around the globe in only a swipe and instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app while withdrawing directly to your bank account. But there's no need to wait, as Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with their multi-tiered masternodes that allows anyone to earn by supporting the Divvy network. When the new wallet launches, because of Divvy's relationship with Western Union, Divvy will be in 200 countries, including the United States. You can learn more at DivvyProject.org. That's DIVIProject.org. And we're talking about Craig Wright and his bumbling through the cryptocurrency world and saying things that no one who knows anything about cryptocurrency takes seriously. Like, his number one on that list is his claim that he's Satoshi Nakamoto, when it would take seconds for him to definitively prove beyond any doubt that he is, in fact, the creator of Bitcoin.
How?
Simply by moving the Bitcoin known to belong to Satoshi Nakamoto, mined in the Genesis block, to a wallet that he controls, and that he proves he controls. Because either the real Satoshi would be supporting that, this lie, by giving him that Bitcoin, or he was the real Satoshi who had access to that Bitcoin.
Well, that's certainly a way that he could positively prove it if he were able to do that. There are circumstances where the real Nakamoto might not be able to do that. For example, he did what I did with a couple of wallet and lost the phone without having a proper backup.
Well, Satoshi Nakamoto's original Bitcoin wallets would not be stored on a phone.
Okay, lost the computer. That happens too.
It does, but I refuse to believe that the person who invented Bitcoin wouldn't have had a backup.
It's possible, right?
It's possible.
The cobbler's son never has any shoes. A lot of times, if somebody is a genius, they will get so deep in what they're doing that they're not doing the regular maintenance tasks. Now, I'm not saying that Craig Wright is Satoshi. I'm just saying I've had a lot of really weird things go wrong.
I think it's more likely that the actual Satoshi is either dead or he's too wise to come forward at this point. Nothing would be gained from Satoshi coming forward and saying, oh, no, I'm the real Satoshi.
Well, something would be gained by him, which is all that money.
He's already got all that money. He's got more Bitcoin than anyone else in the world.
How do you know?
I mean, doesn't the Genesis block contain like 5 billion Bitcoin or something?
I have no idea.
I think so. It's only 23 million total.
Yeah, but a lot of that came in the Genesis block.
Yeah, but there aren't any trillions in a million.
I didn't say anything about trillion.
Oh, I'm sorry. What was the number you said?
Said 5 billion.
I meant billion.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So there will never be a billion.
I was like, what? Which Bitcoin are we talking about? Yeah, BTC.
At any rate, he would have 1 million Bitcoin is the estimate that he would have based on the early.
That's correct. That's
blocks.
What I thought.
All in that wallet, or all in one single wallet, or
we don't know.
One address.
It's estimated, so presumably it's in multiple addresses.
But I think there's one address that's got 1 million in it.
But like the first 63 blocks of the Bitcoin blockchain were all mined by Satoshi Nakamoto.
That would make sense.
So all of those rewards came to him, and I think that, I don't remember exactly
or
what
her.
The Genesis block, or her.
Or them.
Or them, or the CIA, or the NSA, or the American government, whoever invented Bitcoin, because there is a Bitcoin-sounding patent from like the early 90s, I think, produced by the CIA about a decentralized currency.
Yeah, maybe somebody got the idea and
And that idea has been floating around a long time. I mean, I've had things like that cross my mind, but then you get to the point where you say to yourself, okay, so how do I keep this? How do I keep the fakers from catching up? And the answer is keep all the computers in all of the world pumping as fast as they can. You think, yeah, nobody's crazy enough to do that.
You could be Satoshi.
And that's, I could have been if not for a tragic cancer death and,
We're all
so the latest filing from the $1 billion Bitcoin lawsuit shows that the plaintiff's lawyers still don't believe Wright's story. And they probably shouldn't, since it would be very easily. Every time Craig Wright says, yes, I can prove it, and this is what is going to happen, or this is what was supposed to happen, or this is the person who can prove it, none of that stuff comes to fruition. He's like, oh, well, this person can prove that I'm supposed to be doing this thing, and then this person just magically can't be found, probably because they don't exist. They are figment.
Or Hillary Clinton got them.
I suppose. Based on the documents provided by Wright's legal team, expert analysis, and the answers provided about the possibility of interrogating the bonded courier that may or may not exist. Now, this person was supposed to deliver into an encrypted file to Craig Wright the keys needed to access the Bitcoin belonging to David Kleiman, and never delivered that. In all likelihood, because this whole thing is just fabricated out of Craig Wright's desire to seize this Bitcoin from the Kleiman estate.
It's like a 500,000 Bitcoin?
It's a lot. It's $5 billion USD worth.
One of my questions, if I interviewed him, would be, did you attempt to collect on the bond? Because I would like to hear the proceedings that happened there. At some point they're going to have to figure out, where is this guy? who is this guy? Where'd he come from? Who wrote his... notarized his ID?
Well, I don't think he's a real person. I think he's a figment of Craig Wright's imagination.
And that would be brought out pretty quickly if
in that kind of line of questioning,
I'd think.
Well, they can't find the guy, and he's like, oh, no, he's an attorney.
Well, there's a lot of real people I can't find.
Yeah, but he's dealing with $5 billion worth of assets being on the line here. I could find a lot of people with $5 billion on the line.
You would think.
Not to mention Craig Wright. He can't be broke, right? He was involved in Bitcoin in the early days, so he's got to be doing all right.
I had 16 Bitcoin in 2012, but I had to cash them in at $16 each to pay for my legal defense from a felony. So
in addition,
somebody's probably saying Rich Paul can't be poor, and I managed.
In addition to Craig Wright would have had a lot more than he was involved in cryptocurrency and Bitcoin going back to like 2008.
Yeah.
So he would have had hundreds of Bitcoin at least at some point. And it's true.
Quite possible.
He could have sold them. But I'm inclined to think he probably didn't sell all of them. Plus, would Satoshi Nakamoto have invented Bitcoin so much that he believed in it? He went on to invent it and share it with the world and then go, oh, yeah, I'm going to sell all this stuff I created.
That's what gets me.
Well, he might if he didn't know that his key had been lost to the Genesis block. He might just mine it and throw it away. It's a programming experiment to him.
It was not the same guy.
But it wasn't. I mean, the early newsletters from Satoshi make it pretty clear that he was trying to take on the state and the banking system. I mean, it wasn't just an experiment. He wanted to change the world.
And did certainly.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. Whoever Satoshi was, even if he was, run by the FBI and the CIA and the forces of evil, I think... And even if he was a committee, I think he did an amazing thing for mankind.
Even if it was the NSA, I would agree.
Exactly.
Because Bitcoin led to the creation of things like Monero and Hush and other privacy coins that will give people privacy while being decentralized and will help us to combat the evils of the state, like its wars and its bombs and its taxes.
If I knew it was the NSA, I would say abandon the code base, but not the idea.
Yeah. Even then, I don't know, because the code is open source now. So
there's things you can do. Kernighan and Ritchie wrote
603-283-6160. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you want to work from home, get paid, and forward liberty all at the same time? Free Talk Live is looking for account executives and appointment setters. If you've got a phone, a computer, internet connectivity, initiative, and a belief in the non-aggression principle, you're qualified. Earn up to $85,000 a year full-time, $25,000 a year part-time. Set your own hours, work from home, spread freedom. Join our team and work with one of the biggest leaders in the Liberty Movement. Apply now at sales.freetalklive.com. Sales.freetalklive.com.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com. Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.